On a bright blue sky day, Tom Kowalski shares a picturesque slice of Sausalito, his 44-foot coastal cruiser in a slip at the Schoonmaker Point Marina.
The ambiance of the place, if you stop a second, it's gorgeous. I mean, look at it. It's like the Italian or French Riviera.
But on the eastern side of the navigational channel in waters outside of Sausalito jurisdiction, some boats, many not seaworthy, bob. These are the anchor outs.
The sooner these people are out of here, the better. For themselves, for the water, and for the community.
The people who live on these boats are aquatic squatters. They don't pay slip fees. Many would be homeless on land. Sausalito officials offer assistance with Marin's Department of Health and Human Services, but most don't want help.
I like the price. You know, I continue to live out there because I wouldn't have my daughter go to schools in any place else.
Kelly Darling is a single disabled mother of a 12-year-old girl who's been living on anchor outs for 30 years.
So when your daughter goes to school, you take one of those dinghies to shore?
Yeah, yes.
You row yourself to shore?
Yes, row myself.
Row your boat?
Yep, row her in and, yep, row her to shore.
Her daughter, Liberty, attends Willow Creek Academy, a public charter school.
She has a pet duck, and it swims around and follows her around when she kayaks.
Her boat has solar panels and holding tanks, so sewage is pumped out. That is not the case for many boats.
When it starts sinking, they cut the lines, it ends up on the rocks for 3 days, and I find it at the Army Corps of Engineers. Now they're going to recycle my home and all my stuff, and I'm a victim of a crime right now.
Paul Racksmith Jr. doesn't trust the authorities.
Did you know the police have a Deadpool for the anchor outs out there? They bet on which of them is going to die next.
Sausalito Police Lieutenant Bill Frost dismisses the claim. The city has removed about 20 derelict or abandoned boats in Sausalito waters.
All these vessels that we have contacted had nobody on them. Later on, people claimed that they might have lived on them or that was their boats, but we haven't taken a person off the boat in order to abate a vessel.
Vessels are marked and surveyed for seaworthiness. After 10 days, they are destroyed and disposed of. When anchor outs are removed, another takes its place. And as the number of anchor outs increases, so does crime in Sausalito.
We've seen an increase of crime such as theft and burglaries of vessels, thefts of vessels, thefts from vessels. We've seen different types of assaults.
East of the channel, where most of the boats are anchored, is not Sausalito jurisdiction.
We work in very close partnership with the Marin County Sheriff's Office and the Richardson Bay Regional Agency, because none of us want to ping-pong boats back and forth.
Lieutenant Frost says there is no quick fix, but he is confident that over time, the anchor out numbers can go down. In Sausalito, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.